The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home. Well, nothing perfect or consistent, so damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the bay, and you know.
Morning glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. It's Monday, June 8th in the year of the plague, 2020. I am Hugh Hewitt. This is The Rundown, a weekend of extraordinary events, the most lasting of which is the embrace by the Democratic Party in the United States of the slogan and the agenda, defund the police. This is my rundown for the morning. It is my rundown at the start of a week that will change American politics, I think, decisively. It's already happened. When the Democratic Party put their arms around defund the police, 75% of America, at least, said, what? Maybe it's 85%. It might be 95% of America said, are you out of your minds? Defund the police. We love the police. Understand that in the United States of America, we love the police. Do not take that as an exoneration of the murder of George Floyd. It isn't. Do not take that as a turning a blind eye to a bad cop here or there. But take that as the 95% of Americans that pick up, dial 911, and know that they need the police to come. How many times have you called the police? How many times? I was thinking to myself over the weekend, I probably a half dozen times every time because of a car crash. Not one that I've been involved in, but having seen one, having seen I can remember quite clearly, a car crash where I immediately stopped, called the police. Because I was in the other lane going the other way and said, oh my gosh. And 911, police have got to get to X. And you know that if, God forbid, it's summer, the school's out, there will not be a school shooting. But the next time there is a mass shooting in America, and there is always going to be a next time in America, it is a sad fact of the witch's brew in which our children have been educated and the collapse of the basic fiber of understanding of good and evil and of why every human being has dignity, that we will have some idiot, some crazed moron with a weapon go on a rampage. They're not going to call demonstrators to come to the scene. They're going to call the police, and the police will be there. So to every officers out there listening, thank you this morning. The number one story of the morning, Washington Post, Derek Hawkins, Katie Mettler, Perry Stein. This is The Rundown. Defund the police gains traction as cities seek to respond to demands for a major law enforcement shift. I do not believe it gained traction. I believe that the radicals who are in favor of that represent a tiny minority, but the Democratic Party is driven by a tiny minority. And if you vote for Joe Biden this fall, you're voting for defund the police. It is that simple. From the Wall Street Journal. Protests sparked by George Floyd fuel moves to defund police. That is, again, Wall Street Journal. This is not being made up. The largest protests sparked by the killing of George Floyd remain mostly peaceful across the U.S. this weekend, as emboldened organizers say they didn't plan to stop rallying until they saw concrete changes in police policy. That means disbanding the police party. Most vocally heard in Minneapolis, where the mayor was hooted out of a crowd because he was reluctant. He gave himself the classic, it was right out of Darkness at Noon, confession. of being a bad man, but he wouldn't say defund the police because he knows that's nuts. It is nuts, right? It's nuts. The Democratic Party has allied itself with an absolutely crazy demand to fund the police. Third story of the morning, California and some other states see the coronavirus cases rise. Well, guess what? That's going to be a headline that keeps going on as we have abandoned public health. Where were the public health sentinels this weekend? I myself wrote a column for the Washington Post 4 weeks ago urging people to please put on the mask when they bicycled, urging people to please observe social distancing. It was apart from my wife for 8 weeks because we were playing by the rules until she could finally fly and join me. Apart from my family for 8 weeks because we observed the rules. Many people had horrible, horrible circumstances. They lost family members. They could not grieve. They could not bury them. They could not visit sick ones, elderly ones. Heartbreaking stories. Since March 16th, 15th, something like that. And then we look up, and this weekend, I guess a total, I saw the number, 600,000 people demonstrate. It was far below the numbers that were expected. Don't let anyone tell you elsewhere. It was far below the numbers. There was one big crowd shot in Philadelphia because Broad Street is narrow. That was like the Philadelphia bond march of 1918, which led to an explosion of the Spanish flu in that city. Luckily for us, these marches, God bless their First Amendment rights, were nonviolent, and luckily for us, they're occurring at the beginning of summer, not officially, but we are in summer, and not at the beginning of fall, like the Philadelphia bond march in 1918, because that led to explosion of the Spanish flu, and it killed tens of thousands of people. One epidemiologist at work yesterday estimates every day of the protest means between 200 and 1,000 new deaths. That's quite a range, but he's trying to communicate to you that the marches were a public health catastrophe. They were. But they were deemed important enough by public health officials that they would hide from standing up to the demonstrators and telling them this is an insane act of self-immolation for everyone involved. So the Wall Street Journal reports California and some other states see coronavirus cases rise. Expect that for many days to continue. Protests, according to the Financial Times, in a pandemic present dilemma for scientists, you think? Coronavirus good news, though, is the fifth story of the morning in the rundown. Hugh Hewitt always looks for good news, friends. I do. And when you look for the rundown every morning at YouTube, if you miss the opening part of the show, because you get up a little bit later than 6 a.m. in the morning or whatever time you get up, head over to YouTube, to the Hugh Hewitt channel, and you'll find the rundown. You'll know what matters the most. Coronavirus good news. A new study finds that the novel coronavirus has become less lethal over the past few months. While there's no evidence that mutations are making the virus less deadly, treatments have become enormously better as scientists have learned more. That is great news. What's not even significant news? General Powell endorsed Biden. So what? I endorse Trump. So what? Everybody's going to vote in the United States. General Powell voted for President Obama twice. He endorsed Secretary He endorsed Secretary Clinton. He is a Democrat now. He's a much respected former statesman soldier. But his vote is my vote. We cancel each other out. All right. Trump is going to get all the red states he got before, with the possible exception of Michigan. He might lose Arizona. I think he's going to win Wisconsin. I think he's locking up Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania, God love them, though they're Steelers fans and the literacy level is a little bit questionable. They are not nuts to fund the police. John Bolton plans to publish a tell-all. That is the end of John's career with conservatives. If it's true, I don't believe it's true. I believe it will end up being a book about China. I know the ambassador pretty well. He's not a tell-all kind of guy. The Washington Post, Josh Dossie, Tom Hamburger reporting he plans to publish a tell-all about his time in the White House. The Room Where It Happens, a White House memoir on June 23rd. I look forward to reading it. I doubt very much it will be what they expect it will be. My favorite headline of the morning, Senator Tom Cotton's next mission, carrying Trump banner after Trump. I sent Tom Cotton a note yesterday. I said, is it your plan to destroy CNN this week, having destroyed the New York Times last week? The New York Times is a laughingstock. The New York Times is a laughingstock. Their editor, James Bennett, forced to walk a walk of shame out of the building, editor of their op-ed page. because he published a fine op-ed speaking on behalf of 75% of Americans, or 80%, that as a last resort, military troops would be used in the case of civil insurrection as they were in 1992 in Los Angeles. Tom Cotton has destroyed the New York Times. They are a joke. It's just a joke. That newspaper is a joke. So the Wall Street Journal asks, carrying Trump banner after Trump, Senator Tom Cotton has become a longtime advisor to President Trump, it begins, both echoing the chief executive bare-knuckled rhetoric on subjects like immigration and China, at times pushing him to take even more aggressive positions. My only question is it going to be Tom Cotton or Mike Pompeo who runs against Mike Pence in 2024? Our friend Representative Gallagher is in the Wall Street Journal this morning with an op-ed, yes, America is in a cold war with China, and Germany is upset with us to close off the rundown, both in the Financial Times and in the Wall Street Journal, because President Trump is pulling troops out of there. Well, don't build a pipeline to Russia, Germany. Don't act like you're Russia's friend and not ours. Begin to be an ally and up your defense budget, and that won't happen. In the meantime, good on President Trump. I'll be back with the markets and what's going on financially. It's going to be another good day, I believe, as the reopening rally continues. I am Hugh Hewitt. That was the Rundown. Stay tuned.